Hey guys, it's Damien, and I just want to say sorry that there wasn't an episode last week, but we did record some, but there was a connection problem and a lot of technical difficulties, and we weren't able to finish it. But don't you worry, we are going to go back to our regular schedule, and there will be a podcast up tomorrow. But until then, here's what we did record last week to kind of wet your whistle for the new episode tomorrow.
Welcome to the podcast that does not work for anything.
Shut the fuck up. I'm supposed to do the intro. Hello and welcome to Unequivocally Off Task. I'm Damien. John isn't here today because he's a bit under the weather, but we got an awesome replacement.
Matt's
here.
Hi.
You totally forgot about Matt. You're so mean.
I know. I'm an asshole. Anyway, introduce yourself, new guy.
Hello, my name's Scamper, or Peter, whatever you want to call me is fine.
Yay. Hello, Peter. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, and you?
I got a fucking headache, but besides that, I'm doing good. And how about you, Matt?
I just saw The Hobbit.
That's great.
Everyone dies in the end.
Best movie ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Luke is Darth Vader's son.
Stop spoiling. Nobody, like, will be like, eh.
Oh, and the guy was a ghost the entire time. He was dead all along. And the kid was able to see him because he could see ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh, and what else?
Anyway, I got a few announcements to make before we get into the show. We got some new viewers. We got 7 people listening to us right now. A few fans of my spill.com page are now fans of the podcast. So clap, guys.
I'm clapping on the inside.
I'm dying on
the inside.
I have the clap, man.
You have the clap?
Clap, 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 clap.
That can come to the very end.
Any announcement you guys want to make?
I don't have AIDS. Yay for me.
What about you, Peter? I heard you had like an operation.
No, I don't have an operation. I just have food poisoning from the last week or such.
Oh, yeah, food poisoning. How'd you get food poisoning?
Chicken.
Well, was the like the chicken raw or did you eat it live?
Shut up. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I eat live animals.
No, I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just wondering, like, did you just go to a chicken and just like, ah?
No, I didn't do such things. It was cooked. And my mom poisoned me.
Wow, your mom's, like, terrible.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, safe. If your mom's listening, I don't mean to call you terrible. I'm sure you're a nice lady for... making Peter into the brony that he is today.
Yep.
Hey, bronies.
And she didn't make it. I believe that she was...
My Little Pony shirt, but it's Generation 1. I got fucking Generation Pony shirt I'm wearing. It's called Ponies Forever.
Oh, God, you're horrible.
My grandma's horrible for buying me it. She's like, isn't that the one you like? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, this shirt's amazing. By the way, it's very nice.
In the first place, my mom didn't make me a brony. She was totally against it. Every time I put on my brony or pony clothes, she said I looked like a homosexual. So believe me, she did not help.
Aww. Poor dude. And I also got the news. I after last week's recording, I went to the hospital because my hand was infected with the T-virus. My hand got scraped on the wall when I fell. No, it was a boating accident. And after that last week's recording, I did sound good, but after that, my hand was pussing. It was like gross shit coming out of it. So I had to go to the hospital and I had to debride it and do a lot of fucked up things with it. They had sex with it while I was sleeping.
I just have one question. Did they cut it off?
They did not cut it off.
Then this is not fun to talk about.
I'm just, you know, it's something to talk about, so, yeah. I want to see
blood, or hear about it at least.
Anyway, so usually John has the topics for the podcast, and, you know, they're preset, so we talk about them. But, you know, John's not here, so I guess I had to come up with the topics. What we did last time is we all talked about, like, a fucked up story from our childhood, so I'd like to do that again. Because that shit was hilarious last week. Let's start with Matt. Matt, do you have anything bad about your childhood that you'd like to
share? Anything bad about my childhood?
Yes.
I was not allowed to watch most shows as a child. I couldn't watch Scooby-Doo, Pokemon, Powerpuff Girls, Beyblade, Metabots, most other action-y shows. Couldn't even watch Harry Potter or when it came out either. In fact, I was very, very incredibly sheltered, which, of course, fueled my desire to see them. And so as a child, I had this obscene fascination with watching horror stories and anime whenever I could, whenever I can get away with it.
Really?
Yes. And even now, I here's the thing, though. I finally brought it up with my mom a few weeks ago, or maybe a month. I told her about how she sheltered me, and she realized that maybe she sheltered me a little too hard.
Gee.
And so,
we've already talked about two depressing parent stories. Peter's mother's hatred for ponies and your mom's hatred for, like, cartoons, I guess.
No, she just wants to shelter me because he thought that if I watch this, I'd become violent.
Scooby-Doo's violent? Oh, well, actually, yeah, it is kind of violent because they set up traps and they beat the shit out of, like, that monster, and then they find out it's, like, a human being. I'm like, dude, that guy must have, like, 20 broken bones in him.
I guess Scooby-Doo did have a little bit of subliminal things that no one noticed.
There's a lot of bullshit in Scooby-Doo. I mean, I know it's a cartoon, but there was, like, a scene where Scooby and Shaggy ate a crap ton of food. I think this was in one of the movies. I don't think it was part of the show. I think it was Scooby-Doo has sex with the Loch Ness Monster or something. Anyway, so there's a scene where they ate a crap ton of food, and they're, like, all bloated. Then the Loch Ness Monster comes, and they run. 5 seconds later, they're skinny as hell, and they're like, boy, Scoob, we sure ran that off. Meanwhile, all the fat guys that are watching that, it's just like, it's not that easy.
For example, you.
Yeah, fuck you. Anyway, let's talk about your childhood.
My childhood?
Yeah, earlier you said you had no childhood, but everybody has a childhood.
No, I was born by a machine and grew up in a second.
God, you had to have, like, some, like, where you got in trouble or something. Because I'm going to tell a story that's really fucked up about my childhood.
Fine. You can hear the story of when. I really don't have a good story of my childhood.
You suck. I guess I'll tell my story then.
Then, please, go ahead. We will pay close attention and judge you slowly.
My body is ready.
I think everybody listening is going to judge me after this, but this is a disclaimer. I was really stupid, really young, and I grew up in a bad environment. Anyway, so my grandma...
She was all over you.
So I always, like, when I was younger, I was growing up with my cousin listening to a bunch of ghetto rap. She was listening to, like, N.W.A., Tupac, and, you know, Eminem, but she's not really that gangsta. And I always thought, you know, that's how black people talked. I thought there was like, yo, nigga, what's up? Yo, you know, all that crap.
That's racist.
One day when I went to preschool, I met a black person. And my friend was saying, oh, hi there, Jeffrey. And I was like, no, that's not how you talk to them. That's not how you talk to them. And so I went up to this black person and I was like, hey, yo, what's up, dog? What's up, G? And that... all that black person did was like, you little fucking racist, and walked away.
That's good.
That, like, ignorance, racism. Stop laughing at me.
Laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Oh, well, I feel better.
I said we were laughing at with you, which technically is laughing with and at you.
I feel better about my life now that you're laughing with at me.
That's terrible.
Anyway, so do you guys want to get into some topics?
Right, sure.
I think we could talk about some news stories, like, you know, that shooting that happened. I don't know if you guys want to talk about that. That might be a big elephant in the room. But...
yeah, we should not talk about that since it's very serious, and we would probably try to make a joke about it.
Yeah, all I got to say about that, though, is yeah, fuck that guy, man. And, you know, fuck that guy and his juice fro and his, like, fucking... just fuck that guy.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
You shouldn't go into a school and start shooting kids.
That's,
that's not right.
You can only do that in video games where it's not illegal.
No, even it in video games, I feel bad. Like, in that mission in... Modern Warfare 2, we had to go in that airport and shoot all those people. I was like, fuck that! I'm taking my gun away from that area. I would occasionally shoot the guys that were shooting the people, and then the mission would be over, because that's not what you're supposed to do. Even in video games, I feel dirty. Like, when I was younger, I played Grand Theft Auto, and I always thought, I'm going to shoot this guy, but what if this virtual guy has a family and people that love him? So,
hey, I want to tell you something. When I play Bioshock, I always, always kill the little sisters.
Aw, you monster.
Oh, you're
always
cute.
Kill them. I look in the eyes and I go...
You got the better ending, I guess, then.
I got the dark ending in which I am a monster. And
in my opinion, the dark ending is way better than the good ending.
I like the good ending much better.
The bad ending, you're this badass evil monster that goes and attacks like a submarine. In the good ending, you're this poor old man where a bunch of weird women just stand around you as you die. Da, 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 da. Yeah, no, thank you.
What?
What, no comment?
I didn't understand what you said, Damien.
Alright, anyway, I also want to talk about 2012. And, you know, us talking about how it's going to be bullshit, or us talking about how we're all going to die in 1 week from now. And I also want to talk about this whole, it might be old news, but I want to talk about this now, the PCIe thing.
The what?
You know, the Gangnam Style guy?
Psy.
Oh.
Psy, sorry. I thought it was always PCIe.
Well,
what are you
No, his group is PCIe.
Oh.
It is Psy. Everyone calls it Psy. It's okay, always been Psy.
Have you heard the news about him?
Yes, I heard that before he was famous for Gangnam Style, he released a anti-American song in which it slanders the American military.
Yeah, so, like, what's up with that? Like, do you think he feels, like, terrible regret for that? Or is he still sticking by that? Because... we see him, like...
he said he was sorry, actually.
He said he's sorry?
Yeah. Probably because, you know, we showered him in fame and turned him into a globally recognized icon.
Well, like, what do you think? Do you think he might lose a few viewers now? Because, like, a lot of people are stupid. They'll be like, oh, he hates America still. I'm not going to listen to this Opa Gundam style shit.
Well,
and Peter's still
if they're like that, then he probably doesn't deserve them. They probably don't deserve to listen to him. I personally think he'll be a one-hit wonder, and Open Gangnam Style will be the new Kanai Joe eventually.
Nah, or maybe the Macarena, you know? Remember how badass the Macarena was back in the day? When I was, like, five, I always used to do
addicting.